Suva 77.
בקצור ממש הריין זה אז דרב שלוי מאיגר דרב קצטל דקשה אף רב שלוי מאיגר למה לא נגמור לפי רב שלוי מאיגר אומר רומא בר חום לא ישונו אלא שאומרו הנוסים היינו מחמס מומד what the Mishnah says that in the Sefer כסב יודם יויצא ממוקים אחר אין אילו נאמונים Or we learn in the Mishnah, because of Yodam Yoitzim and Mokim Acher, Ein Eilu Ne'emonim, that they're not Ne'emon. Omar Rabbah Baruchom, Eloishon Eloishomur Anusim Ainu Machmas Momen. Aval Anusim Ainu Machmas Nefosh Esare Eilu Ne'emonim. So the memory from Rabbah Baruchom, I think the first chalik is Muskim with everyone. He's going on the Sefer, and the Sefer is no Pesha Osar. Ksav Yodam Yoitzim Imokim Acher. There's no reason to believe them. Ksav Yodam Yoitzim Imokim Acher in the Sefer. Even so, Zog Drama Bar Chome, even though there's no reason to believe them, but if they get up and say, Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, you could be Choyzer Umayi. We signed the Shtar. Now we're changing our mind. There's no Aloch, Be'etzem, On Gzeres HaKosov, and Kevin Shirigit, Shuvin Choyzer Umayi, a person could say Eidus and change his mind. Also, B'Shtar, you could change your mind. And the mute, if Kevin Shirgi doesn't apply in a shtar. So, and the Sefer Rama Bar Chome is very clear. He's saying a zog, where the Mishnah said, Ein Eilu Ne'emonim, it's only by Anusi Machmas Momen. Or by Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, a person could be Choyzer Umagid. This is a halacha lekula am. I think there's no Rishon HaAchroin that doesn't learn this chalik of Rama Bar Chome, that this is the Pshat in Rama Bar Chome. No, Rashtag, he doesn't speak it out. But the reason that he could be Choyzer Umagid, is because there's no chisorun of choyzer umagid b'shtar. Even so, he can't say anusi machmas momen because he's meisim atzmei rosho. And as a halacha, ein odo meisim atzmei rosho. A person can't say eidus on himself that he's a rosho. And maybe he can't say that I was anusi machmas momen. He's meisim atzmei rosho. So to say anusi machmas momen, he can't. Ein odo meisim atzmei rosho. To say anusi machmas nefoshes, he can. This chelik is poshet. Frekt Rashi b'seder. So what is the pshat in the Reisha? In the Reisha state that he is believed. And again, if in the Sefer he's not believed only in the moment, so in the Reisha he's believed even to say Anusi Machmas Momen. Why he's believed in the Reisha? Zogt Rashi very poshut. And the Reisha has a migu. He could have kept quiet, they could have kept quiet, and they will not be Mekayim B'Shtar. And they were Mekayim B'Shtar, they have a migu. So the Reisha is very poshut. They have a migu. They could have not Mekayim B'Shtar. I duch the migu the meisim atzmei rosho. They said we could have kept quiet. So believe us that we ganovim, we reshoim, we signed momen machmas momen. We signed edu sheker. It's no chisorin the migu to be meisim atzmei rosho. This I think steht klar lekule alme. Does steht klar lekule alme in Rama Bar Chome that in the sefer I have a koyach to be choizer umagid. B'meile, why? Because B'shtar is no chisoron, it's only nefoshes, not momen. And momen is ein odem meisim atzmei rosho be'edus. Choyzer umagid is edus, with all the hesberim that we said yesterday. And the reisha, I'm coming mitam migu. And the reisha, I'm coming mitam migu, I have a migu. What is my migu? I could have kept quiet, and not mekayim B'shtar. So believe me, I, duch the migu, I'm telling you I'm a rosho. Duch the migu. I'm saying that I signed Eidus Sheker, was no alvor here, and for a little bit of money that I got, I was over, and I signed Sheker. Seder. So what? I could be Migu, I could Meisim Atzmi Rosho. There's no chisorin in a Migu to be Meisim Atzmi Rosho. This is Lishne Kame Lekule Alme. This is Lishne Kame, Sai Lefi Reb Shleime Eger, Sai Lefi Reb Kive Eger. This is Lishne Kame. Reb Shleime Eger added here a chidush. Why Lishne Kame holds that as a migu? Because why not? He could have kept quiet. The Val is glad. Omar Leirov, but as a aloche came and she gets shuv in a choyzer umagid. So what is the kasha of Rove? So Reb Shleime Eger learns like this. The kasha of Rove is one big kasha. It's not emes the yisayid of Rama Bar Chomel lishnekame that kevon sheigid shuvin echayzer amagi doesn't apply in shtar. It also applies in shtar. So what Rav is kasha be'etzem is koilel? So now I'm saying the tantis of Rav Shleim Eiger. Rav is shlogging Rama Bar Chomel in ganzen. Listen carefully. Rav is shlogging Rama Bar Chomel in ganzen. What do you mean he's shlogging him in ganzen? He's asking a kasha and all of the parts. Listen carefully. And all of the parts. And all of the chalokim, if Rama Bar Chome, Rava is slugging up. And I will explain. First, he's slugging the second part. You said that in the Seife, even that he doesn't have a migu, he could say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. It's not Emes. Kevin Shigit, Shivin Echazer Umagin. So in the Seife, they're not Nehemonim at all. The Seife, they're not Nehemonim at all. There's no Nehemonim Bichlal. Kevin Shigit, Shivin Echazer Umagin. They signed, there's no migu. In the Reisha, you're also wrong. Rama Bar Chome. Why? You said in the Reisha that you have a migu. If it's a halacha kevon sheigid shuv v'nechozer u'magid, it's not only a halacha that a person cannot say eidus again. Rabbi Chanan explained it. The Hashem said, you first say, don't change it. Don't change it through chozer u'magid, and don't change it through migu. It's one halacha. Kevon sheigid shuv v'nechozer u'magid. Don't change your halachas. You said epes, you can't change. Hashem gives you a koyach. Say epes, it's shtark, you can't go back. You can't go back to say another eidus. And I want to make it clear. Different people could come fight with you. Trei betrei. Different people could shlug you with a migu, could shlug you with a shvua. You said, you have to stick to what you said. This is the way the Torah shtold in emunos of people. You say epes, you can't have a koyach eidus, you can't pull out. You can't pull out and say, but I have a migu, it's not right. But you said it, you have to stay with it. This is the way of Kevin Shigishu Chazer Magid. This is the Mishnah Meir of Yisoid. So Meir Rav Kiva Eger Be'etzem Rabbe Shlogging Rabbe Bar Chome in Gansen. What do you mean he's shlogging him in Gansen? He's telling him, everything what you said is wrong. You said in the Sefer that even there is no Migu, they could say Machmas Nefoshes because Chazer Magid. No, they can't. You said in the Reish that there is a Migu, but Migu against Chazer Magid doesn't help. So what is the pshat in the Reisha? Rashi came and Rashi said the pshat. Now we will have to learn pshat in the Reisha because kule chode agode. While the shtar was not mikuyem, the agode didn't finish. And while the agode didn't finish, so then lekule alma you could be chayzer umagid. Because it's kule chode agode. If this is the pshat, so now fakel. So now in the Reisha, you only nemon machmas nefoshes. But machmas momen you not nemon. Because even if you have to be choizer, mitzad choizer umagid, you have to say eidus of kule chode agode, ein odo meisim atzmei rosho. This was be'etzem the zog of Reb Shleim Eiger. Hayoytze mi Reb Shleim Eiger is like this. Lekule alme migu is nemon to meisim atzmei rosho, like Lishne Kame said. Lishne Basra holds that there is no migu in our sugi anymore. Why? Because you can't come with a migu against choizer umagid. You have to work with kule chode agode. If you have to work with kule chode agode, and the sefer that already is mikuyim, you're not nemon at all, and in the reisha you nemon machmas nefoshes, but you're not nemon machmas momen.
What's kule chode agode? It's still a migu.
Maybe it's also a migu. I don't need to come a migu. Again, if I have to come to kule chode agode, when I'm meisim atzmi rosho, I can't do kule chode agode. So for a moment I can't say kule chode agode. So mele I can't have a migu. This is Reb Shleim Eiger we said yesterday. What is the revach of Reb Shleim Eiger in the ganze cheshm? Zog Reb Shleim Eiger, in this revach, I'm coming out like this. The Gemara in the beginning of the sugya said that in the Sefer is Chayzer Umagid, in the Reisha it's working mitzad migu. Because I hold his nochisot of Chayzer Umagid, so he's neman even machmas momen, even in his meisim atzma rosho. When Rav shlogged Rama Bar Chome and he told him, it's no Chayzer Umagid b'shtar, so in the Sefer you're not Neman at all, and in the Reisha you only could be Neman Machmas Nefoshes, and you can't be Neman Machmas Momen. Why you can't be Neman Machmas Momen in the Reisha? Because in the Reisha you have to come to Kule Chode Agode, because Migu against Chayzer Umagid doesn't help. If you have to come to Kule Chode Agode, you're only Neman b'Nefoshes. But the moment that ain't on the Meisim Atzmi Rosho, you're not Neman to say Kule Chode Agode, to be Chayzer from your Agode. This is bad, so what we said yesterday. Klo? It will be, Damit Rabbi Kivegel. Frag the stipler a kasha. It's a kasha of Reb Shleim Eger. It's be'etzem a kasha and Rashi. But the way we're telling the suga is Reb Shleim Eger, the way we're learning now the suga from Reb Shleim Eger, the kasha is on Rashi shtar. Stiblers in your test, or is hey. So if someone will ask us now, so why in the Reisha is Neman? We say Reb Shleim Eger was mechadash that in our sugyas the maskon and migus can't work because kevun shigin shivchayzer umagid shlogs migus. So our sugya works because kule chodei agode. So why are mishnah yunemun in the reisha? Because kule chodei agode. Frag the stipler. Open. Look in Rashi dibur hamaschil aval b'shtar loy. Dibur hamaschil loy shnu. One before the bigger lines. And Rashi when he's going to maskon asa gemore. Loy shnu in the seifa. You explain now the Firim Shleimeger that we don't need Peshaosa. The longest now the Firim Shleimeger was that we don't need Peshaosa. The Nehemonis is why? What is the name on this? Kule chode agode, I'm choizor for my agode. Kule chode agode, I'm choizor for my agode. This is the longness of the sugi. Rashi said it, klon, dibu amasul, kevel sheyigid, abel bereshe, kevel shen ksav yodem yoytzim mokimachir, ba'alai usamchinen, kule chode agode. So we're not going with pesha osa now. And we explain why, because migu doesn't help in mokim that you choizor umagi. Migu doesn't help against my first edus. If I said once edus, I can't come with a migu now. So why am Neman kule chode agove? Why Rashi says twice that I'm Neman mitzad peshe osa? This is the kasha of the stipler. The same kasha is be'etzem in the Loshon HaGemore. In the Gemore in the Hemshech, Tonu Rabbonon, it's the next sugya. We'll just read two lines. Ein Neemonim, Divri Rab Meir. Chachomim Oimrim Neemonim, Bishleim El Rabbonon Ki Ta'amayu Sheha Peshe Osa Ruha Peshe Itim. The Gemore says that the reason you Neman in the Reisha is a peshe osa ruha peshe itim. It's a kasha of Rashi. Rashi says the reason you name it in the Reisha is because kule chode agode. The Gemara says pesha osa ruha pesha itim. And be'etzem, it's not a taina in the Gemara, not a taina in Rashi. It has to be that it's pesha osa. We said the first Mishnah in Perek Sheni is pesha osa. The third Mishnah is pesha osa. Why Shtoros came here in Ksuvis? Why it came in? Because of pesha osa. What? Well, this is what we saw yesterday. I'm asking again. I'm asking a kasha. I'm asking again. The first Mishnah in the Perek Sheni starts Ha'isha Shenisar Melo Apesha Osa Apesha Hiti. The next Mishnah Apesha Osa. Why the sugi of Shtoris that we're learning Shtoris now is it came in because it was also Apesha Osa. This is the set of the three Mishnahs. And now Rashi says Kule Chode Agodi. What's Geitzach Dobz? Kushi Atzuma. But the teretz on that is, it's a shver teretz, as Erev Nochem was masbir it. But I'm saying again, I want to be masbir. Maybe, I'm all, you know, that Shalas Chochem, Chotzi Tshuva. The kash is not on Reb Shleim Eger only. The kash is on Rashi. Rashi said, Aval bereishe kule chode agodeh. Rashi in the Mishnah explains the whole Mishnah Peshosa. He's going to Lishne Kameh, Doichak. He comes now to the Gemara, Rabbi asks the Kasha, Kevin Shigin Shuvan Chayzer Umagid, Frek Rashi Akasha, what with the Reisha? He doesn't want to answer Migu. Why? So Reb Shleim Eger said the Teretz, Migu doesn't help. Let me show you why he doesn't want to answer. And Rashi came and he says, I have a Teretz. The reason of the Reisha is, Kule Chode Agode. The Gemara says Nishta Zeh. You said before Peshosa, you said later Peshosa, the Gemara says Peshosa. Everything is Peshosa. How you could say that the Teretz, it's a Kasha and Rashi on Reb Shleim Eger. Rashi said, why it works in the Reisha, Kule Chode Agode. He switched off the Teretz from before. We asked why. But this is what he said. And a second later, he goes back to the Peshe Osar and the Sugya. After Reb Shleim Eger, the Kasha has a Teuchet. The longest in Rashi is that there is no Migu in our Sugya. Migu cannot help against Eidus. Now the Teretz is, it's Eidus. And this is the reason, only Nefoshes is Neman in the Reisha now, and Momen is now, because Meisim Asmi Rosha doesn't help in Eidus. This is the Teuchet in Rashi. So now the Kasha is even stronger. So it's Taker Toichen in the Rashi, that Rashi switched because Rav said, Kevin Sheigid, Shuv Eine Choyzer Umagid. So Mele Migu doesn't help. So if Migu doesn't help, Rashi says, so why it works? Kule Chode Agode. So what is the Pshat Taker that Rashi later, the Gemara later, Rashi in the Mishnah, and the whole Sugya is Mashma Yepeshos? This is the Shvak. This is the shrug. So, Reb Nochem was maimed this like this. I'm saying there's a lot of nuschos. We'll try to say the nuschos amerikosi though. Be'etzem, it's very shver. Let me gain what we don't want to touch. I'm to the shver kind. Zogt Rashi, kule chod de'agode. What's the pshat, kule chod de'agode? Look in Loshen Rashi. It's maimed she's sisre teir. Kule chod de'agode, zogt Rashi, do be'oise dibur b'chdei she'ila sholem ko'omar abal anusi mo'inu. What Rashi means? The anusim was betoich kidei dibu to the ksav yodoi, chas v'sholem. Has to be that kul echod ha'agodeh from what they signed in the shtar. He's choyzer from the edus of the shtar, he's not choyzer from the ksav yodoi. What are you saying? He signed in the shtar that Reuven owes money, now he says what I signed was fake, I got money for it. I never signed. I never saw it. I said, that when I signed that Reuven owes Shimon money, I'm telling you, he never owed. They paid me money to sign, yeah? Anusim achmas momen. It's anusim achmas momen. Yitzhak is going to lose him, yeah? They gave me money and I signed. They gave me money and I signed. I never saw it. Was never a choyv. I got paid to sign. So I'm choyzer from the Eidus. So I'm a choyzer umagid. So Rashi kule chode agode. Why? Because when I said ksav yodeinu, betoch kidei dibur, I said anusim. From what I'm choyzer now? I'm not choyzer from the ksav yodoi. I'm carrying on saying ksav yodoi. I'm choyzer from the Eidus shebishtar. So kule chode agode goes on the shtar, not on the ksav yodoi. Now, so, what does kula chodei agoda mean? That while the shtar was not niskayim yet, so I could change. Loshen Rashi is not so gishmak. Kula chodei agoda, the omu ksav yodeinu, betoch kidei dibur, Rashi means that the shtar was not niskayim, so it carries on till the ksav yodoi, and while it carries on, and now I'm carrying on vital, so I'm carrying on, so I'm going back to the before. So what is kula, but again, kula chode agode, it doesn't mean I'm switching from what I said. I'm not switching from what I said, ksav yodei nuze. I'm switching from the edus of the shtar. This is the chazor. This is poshe. I want to ask you a shayla, Barazay. If I'm choizer from the edus of the shtar, so I have a better kasha. What would be if a shtar comes to Beizin, it's not niskayim. I say, anusi mo'inu. Then, ksav yodem yoitze mimokri macher. Now they don't need my kiyum anymore. But I will say, listen, I said anusim before basing on mekayim the shtar, so I could switch my mind. Avad anishna zeh, sheitin mishne. Ksav yodem yoitze mimokim acher, doesn't say yoitze lifnei shebohu ve'omru anusim. Azeh shteit kolon shechonoruch. La'aloch ha'maise. If eidim anusim oyu, and then eidim, they take out shtar mimokim acher, so zeh lo meshane. Again, if the way that you understand pshat, that what a person says anusi ma'inu, the reason they could switch is because cause man that the shtar was not niskayim, the shtar was not finished, and it's kula chode agode. This is the pashtus when you read in Rashi that cause man that the shtar was not niskayim, I could switch my mind. So even if lo yitzay ksav yodem is not yoytzim mimokim acher, so I say anusi ma'inu, I could switch my mind. I'm choyzer umagid. Yeah. Then ksav yodem yoytzim mimokim acher. So the halacha is avade. I don't have my migu anymore. And every migu, I could have not nikayim the shtar, but now that the ksav yodem yoytze mimokim acher, we'll leave the sugya a second. We'll go back to the sugya before we start the whole on this. The edim anemon mitzav migu, right? This is the pashtus, because they're nikayim the shtar. But then if someone else comes in nikayim the shtar, they lose the migu. Tell them all I say. Cause man the ksav yodem eni yoytze mimokim acher alayu samchinen pesha osar apesha itir, and the minute that you nikayim the shtar, you lose the migu. You lose the pesha osar. But this is poshut. So what if these eidim before ksav yodem yoytze mimokim acher they said anusi mo'inu, and now ksav yodem yoytze mimokim acher, what would be the halacha? The halacha is that they lose. Why? We said kol zman that the shtar was not niskayim, kulechode agodi. So what if they were mekayim the shtar later? Aber kulechode agodi. The teretz of Yevnochem hazeh. The pshat in Rashi kul echod ha'agodehi. Avada, like we're saying, kul echod ha'agodehi, that calls man that the shtar was not niskayim, the edus didn't finish. And when the shtar be niskayim, lemafreya, it's a good shtar. Lemafreya, it's a good shtar. And they can't change their mind. So what is going on in our sugya? Herzachain, zeh klo. What is going on in our sugya? Sachim nochem hazeh. The Eidim come and say, Zek sav yodeinu, avol anusim oyinu. בעצם, כיוון שהגיד שובה נחויזר ומגיד. But they are the ones that מקיים the star. So they are the ones that are finishing the Eidus למפריה with קיום השטר. ולזה הלוכה והפשע אוסר הוא הפשע היתיר. What state in this הלוכה והפשע אוסר הוא הפשע היתיר? In this הלוכה והפשע אוסר הוא הפשע היתיר, שטייט הזה. You can't listen to the פשע אוסר on the פשע היתיר. פשע אוסר הוא הפשע היתיר, it's not only a מיגו. Believe it, what I said, because I could have not said it. No. They say the Pesha Osar, a Pesha Hitir, we'll learn Be'ez Hashem, we'll go into the Sugya, is a Nune Emonis that is called Pesha Osar or Pesha Hitir. You want to listen to me? I'm telling you it was like that. You want to listen to me that a Ksav Yodai was a good Ksav Yodai? I'm telling you it's a Ksav Yodai of Anusim. Now, you can hear half of what I'm saying. I'm saying one say, one Zog. What is my Zog? Ksav Yodainu of Anusim. B'meile. But Be'etzem, we have a shtar that was said yesterday. But it's not Niskayim. You want to say now to be choizel from the shtar. Who are you to be choizel from the shtar? The shtar was signed yesterday. That is the Pesha Osar or a Pesha Hitir. That when I'm saying Ksav Yodeinu, I'm saying Anusim, you have to listen to all of my sense. You have to listen to everything what I'm saying. While you have to listen to my say, my whole thing, my whole zog together is Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim. So the way we have the kiyum of the shtar is only through listening to you. So b'meilev becomes Chodei Agoda. Now I want, before I masbir it b'oimek, let me masbir this first, the Tzuras HaDvorim. The answer is one answer. But, I mean, let me just, before Hezbo, first the Tzuras HaDvorim. I be'etzem, I can't be nemal with a migu. Leman the Omar came and shigit shibin chayzer umagid migu against the Eidus of yesterday is garnished. I have to be chayzer behin chayz Eidus. And kule chode agode. Why is kule chode agode? I'll say it in a sprach, Nochum said, but Yosefus Hezber, he said, was the Eidus b'shtar. Now you're talking, you can't change. It's two different stories. Only because you're the one that is mekayim it. And apesha oser hu apesha itir. We have to accept the kiyum, the way you're saying it. So we have to hear all of you say everything what you're saying together, but maybe we get the Kabbalah's Eidus that you're saying now, Aval Anusim Oyinu. And again, we're not believing you midin migu. We're leaving you midin Choyzer Umagin Kule Chodei Agodehu. But to mitzaref the Anusim to the Ksav Yodeinu, to the Shtar, it's only because you have a Pesha Osar. Before the Hezbo, the Hezbo is dark. But I have the Tzuras HaDvorim first. The Tzuras HaDvorim is like Zay. Why I could say Anusim? I said Eidus that you owe money. Now I'm saying it's fake. I get paid for signing. So this is my Ne'emonis. My Ne'emonis that I'm saying Anusim, I'm Ne'emon midin Eid. Kule Chodei Agode. Midin Migu, I can't be Ne'emon. Because the Firam Shnei Me'eger, the Gemara holds now, Kevin Shigishim and Chayzer Magid, I can't be Ne'emon mitzad Migu. So Trashi, I'm Ne'emon because Kule Chodei Agode. Why Kule Chodei Agode? This is the reason I'm Ne'emon. And then we can school a Chodei Agode.
School
a Chodei Agode is not born in Kivan Shehigi. No, come on. Rashi is not compared to Kivan Shehigi. Why is school a Chodei Agode? It's not his son of Kivan Shehigi, because it's Chodei Agode. What Pesha Osa? Chodei Agode is not Kivan Shehigi. Rashi has a kash of Kivan Shehigi. So Rashi is not his son of Kivan Shehigi. Kivan Shekul a Chodei Agode. Rashi doesn't mention a word of Pesha Osa now. Rashi had a kash of Kivan Shehigi. And for Rashi after Ateretz, it's not called Kevin Shehigit. Val it's Kule Chodei Agode. Val it's not Chodei Agode. It's not Kevin Shehigit. Over to be Chodei Agode, I need a Pesha Osar. I need a Pesha Osar to make it Chodei Agode. Without the Pesha Osar, Pesha Hiti, it will not be a Chodei Agode. And the Nusach is like this. Now maybe a little bit to be masbered. Without Pesha Osar, in the middle that I say Ksav Yodeinu. The Eidus really is finished yesterday. Right? Now I'm saying Anusim. It's too late. Too late. The Shtar was yesterday. The Shtar was signed yesterday. What Kule Chodei Agode? Vala Pesha Osar HaPesha Hitir. We hear it together. No, we'll see later in the Yisraelis of Pesha Osar HaPesha Hitir. We hear the Osar limited to the Hitir. So we hear in the Osar, we hear the Hitir. So when the Shtar was finished, we already accept the Eidus of Anusim. Without Pesha Osar, Pesha Hitir, When Abel Yisoid, when I say Ksav Yodeinu, yesterday already is the Eidus. It's not talking the Dibutu yesterday. What is the Shaykh that I'm talking the Dibutu to the Ksav Yodeinu? The Eidus is yesterday. Ksav Yodeinu, I relate to yesterday. But my Eidus is yesterday. We hear all of that thing like one piece together. So this takes the anusim and lets me to be choizer from the eidus shebishtar. So the nemonis to be choizer is midin eidus, midin kul echad ha'agode. But when al peshe osar, I can't be choizer from the eidus shebishtar. What is the revach? So come to Isazay. Herzachayin. I'm not saying like this. So if someone will ask you, why are you nemon in the Mishnah? What is the term? Why are you naming in the Mishnah to say Anusim? Why are you naming in the Mishnah to say Anusim? Why are you naming in the Mishnah to say Anusim? Not Peshosa. Peshosa doesn't help against the Shtar. I'm naming because Kulechod Agode, I'm Choizer for my Eidus. I signed and I said, you owe money, I'm saying Anusim Oinu. Kulechod Agode. Why I'm naming in the Mishnah? Dr. Rashi, Kulechod Agode. Why it's kule chode agode? Because it's a peshe osa. B'meile, herz hain gut. B'meile, zokter hazei. B'meile, if someone will ask us, zokter nochem, what is the nemonis of the Mishnah? Kule chode agode? Kule chode agode? But, you need peshe osa for that. Without a peshe osa, you're not nemon. But not because you need a nemonis of peshe osa. The Melech of Ibn Nochem is very gishmak. The Tana of the Mishnah doesn't write Peshe Osar. Because this is not the Ne'emonis of the Mishnah. The Ne'emonis of the Mishnah, but the first Mishnah was Peshe Osar. The last Mishnah is the Ne'emonis of Peshe Osar. This Mishnah, the Ne'emonis is not Peshe Osar. The Ne'emonis is Choyzer Umagit Kulechode Agodi. Why it's here? Because it's Nagia to the Lomdus of Peshe Osa. It's Giboyta Peshe Osa. So this is the answer of the Chemda Shloima. We don't say Peshe Osa, but it's in the list of the Mishnayos of Peshe Osa. You need Peshe Osa. You need a Ne'emonis of Peshe Osa to make it like one Chode Agode. Over Mikol Makoim, the Ne'emonis is Eidus. So again, I want to Michalik, first we have to learn Be'ez Hashem and the Hemshech HaSugis, what is Peshe Osa, and we'll explain why Peshe Osa helps. But the Yesoit, you say that Borim, the Sabbath says it Mamish Bikzor al Darkoi. The you say that Borim is what? Migu and Peshe Osar against Eidus doesn't help. That's what you say from Shleime Eger. We can't mitvakeach with that. We can't mitvakeach with that. Rab Shleime Eger is meyasa to us that he's learning that you're not Nemon be Migu and Peshe Osar in our. You're not Nemon and Migu and Peshe Osar in our Sugya. You're not Nemo. This is what he says. Against Eidus, as if you can't be Choyzer Umagid, you can't have a Migu. You can't have a Migu. So Shlomo Eger says, Klo, our Sugye is not a Ne'emonis of a Migu. It's not a Ne'emonis of Peshe Osa. This is his Yesod. But, so what is the answer? Chode Agode. It's the only way that it works. I so only say Chode Agode. But the Torah says, what do you mean Chode Agode? I'm not Shaychus to yesterday's Agode. I made a kium shtoris and miyad. You made a kium shtoris, but the Eidus finished yesterday. If someone else will make kium shtoris, I value you can't be choyzer. We said if Eidim later will come to Mekayim Mishtar, even if you were choyzer before the kium, simach garnished. The only reason you could be choyzer is while you did the kium. And betorich kedei dibur you said anusim. This is called a peshe osar wa peshe yitir. So we have to accept the kium. And the way you're saying it, so this shtels the kiyum. This is mechaber, the kiyum, to the chelik before. So while it's mechaber, the kiyum, to the chelik before, so b'meile we accept the eidus of anusim o'inu, and b'meile you could say, kul echode agode, and you could be chayzer from the eidus of the anusim. What? On eidus you can't come with migu. Migu against eidus of yesterday, Peshe Osa doesn't help. Peshe Osa against eidus doesn't help. And Peshe Osar doesn't help against Eidus. As what is the name? What else is talking to Dibu? To what? The Ksav Yodai? Not Chayzer for the Ksav Yodai. Midin Migu? Migu against Eidus yesterday doesn't help. You said Eidus yesterday that he owes money. You want now to say that he doesn't owe money. Yesterday you said Eidus that he owes money. Now you want to say that he doesn't owe money. Why to believe you? Because you could have not do the kiyum. It doesn't help to believe you against your own Eidus. Against your own Eidus, you can't be believed. You can't be believed against your own Eidus. This is the Yesedah of Shlomo Eger. Not with Chayzer Umagin and not with Migus. Against yourself, you can't be believed. A person can never be believed against himself. The only way is to pull back from what he said yesterday. This is the sugya. This is the way Rav Shlomo Eger learns. Different people could be neman. You yourself cannot be neman against yourself. So you'll be neman only because kulechadei agadah. This is the only way to learn the sugya. Right, so next time. Okay, this is the whole thing. But you're talking to them? No. On them is peshasa, not talking to them, it's not peshasa. This is the Tosefes on Rav Shlomo Eger. So, Medaf Masbir Zayn, different as Beir. What is the Hesber? Aber das ist der Tzuras Advorim. The Tzuras Advorim is that you need a Peshe Osar, that duch them you could say Kul Echad HaGodeh. The Stabler also says, Abidarkoi. Someone has an Amre Hesber. Let me gain it start to the second Shlaf. All of this is the theory of Rav Shlomo Eger. Rav Kiva Eger was not mekabel all of this. Bichlal, he was not mekabel the yisoida because I said Eidus yesterday, I can't have a migu now. How is there a problem with them, Bichlal? What he will do with Rashi Veisach Nisht? And Rav Kiva Eger is going legufam shel dvorim. Rav Kiva Eger learns the Gemara kipshutoi. What's the pshat Rav Kiva Eger learns the Gemara kipshutoi? Now the Gemara meant as a. Now the Gemara means Lishne Kame holds that a person has a migu. Lishne Kame holds that a person has a migu. The Hainu, and the Sefer is never to be Chayzer Umagid because Lishne Kame holds is no chisaron of Chayzer Umagid. And the Reisha you name, but only Legabi Nefoshes. Mominess ain't the Mesim Atzmi Rosho. Legabi Mominess and the Reisha and the Sefer you're not Neman. And the Reisha that you have a migu, you Neman on both. Falti. Lishne Basra holds, you can't be Chayzer Umagid. So in the Sefer, you're not Neman at all. What is the Pshat in the Reisha? Lishne Basra is Choylek and Lishne Kame. And Lishne Basra holds, even that you have a Migu, you only Neman with Machmas Nefoshes. Of a Machmas Momen, you're not Neman. Why? Ein Odo Meisi Mas Merosha. So the Firab Kibbe Eger is Poshat two different Machlekesim. One machleik is Lishne Kame holds you could be Chayzer Umagid even in the Seife, B'Nefoshes, Masha'enken, B'Momenes, Ein on Meisim Atzmi Rosho. Lishne Basra holds Ein Chayzer Umagid B'Shtar. Now it's another machleik is in the Reisha you have a Migu, Lishne Kame believes him in a Migu, Sayan Momen, Sayan Nefoshes. Lishne Basra holds, Migu doesn't help when Ein Odom Meisim Atzmi Rosho. Migu doesn't help when Ein Odom Meisim Atzmi Rosho. As Erab Kibbe Eger learns this sugya. Again, Lefirab Shlomo Eger, we never had such a sugya. Because Lishne Basra never said that Migu doesn't help and makes him Atzmi Rosho. We're not going with Migu. We're going with Chayzer Umagid Kul Echad HaGodeh. And when you're Rosho, you can't be Kul Echad HaGodeh. Lefirab Shlomo Eger, Nishloa Azaz Sugya. But Lefirab Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that he learned out from this sugya a Chidush Godel. That when a person wants to be believed with a Migu, and he's makes him Atzmi Rosho, he's not Nehemon. The Shach Paskins La'aloche Rabbi Kiva Eger, the marshal, you come to a person and he has a jacket. And he asks him, what is doing by you? He said, listen, I could have said that it's mine. The truth is that I stole it from you and you were miyash already. And I was kind of a shinu v'yush. The jacket was yours. I could have said it's mine. You don't have any. The emes, I took it from you. But I said, I cut the bottom, so I made a shinu, so I'm kind of v'yush v'shinu. So the Shach, you have to give it back. What? We can't believe you, Bemigu, that you're a Ganav. If you may see Masmi Rosho, we don't believe you. So we don't believe you. What? No. Lefir Shnekame state in the Gemara that Adim could be believed with a Migu to say, we could have not Mekayim the Shtar, so believe us, we signed B'Sheker for money. We ate a Sheker. Believe us. So Val, they could have not Mekayim the Shtar, we believe them that the Shakronim and they signed B'Sheker. Lishne basre holt. Migu doesn't help to make him out of my Rosh. Sagt Rabbi Weiger, lo mabnu mikan chidush godl, that I never found in nowhere in Shas. Sagt Rabbi Weiger, till now in Shas, I learned pshat in eid odom meisim atzmi rosho means, a person can't say eidus on himself that he's a rosho. I will explain what is the pshat a person can't say eidus on himself that he's a rosho. A person comes to Beis Din, ploini rovani, leonzi, ploini was ma'anis mi, hu ve'acher mitztarfim leorgoi. Ploini did it, you are honest, you kill him. What if you see ploini rovani lirtzoini? So the Teretz says, we could believe you that ploini rovani, the lirtzoini we don't have to believe. It's called palgin and dibure. We don't have to believe the story clapping you. We believe clapping him. But the problem is, you're saying that you're also a Rosh. So the shitosra, you're saying eidus, there is no aid. Because the shitosra, you're a Rosh, and a Rosh can't say eidus and someone else. So we might have said, we don't accept that eidus. The I know a person can't say eidus on himself that he's a Rosh. Behilchis eidus, we don't accept the eidus. The I know. When a person says, pleini rovani lirtzoini, we believe klape de pleini, we don't believe klape you. But now here we have a problem. Even klape de pleini, you're saying, I'm an eid Rosh. The Teretz says, ain't other meisim atzmi Rosh. We can't say Eidus that you're a Rosh. A person can't say Eidus on himself that he's a Rosh. Bayos is not saying Eidus on himself that he's a Rosh. Don't believe him that he's a Rosh. Aber midin migu, minat midin Eidus. I explain it maybe a little bit more. Rabbi Kivegel explains like this. Dear, I'm saying Eidus. I want to kill the other person. I can't kill a person b'migu. I only could kill a person if I'm an eid kosher. Right? I can't kill a person. I have a migu, I want to kill a person. You can't kill a person b'migu. But eidus, you could kill a person. But if I'm saying I'm an eid rosho, you can't kill the person. Ain't other meisim atzmi rosho. You can't say eidus on yourself that you're a rosho. Here, no shaykhus ain't other meisim atzmi rosho. You want to say that Yenim doesn't deserve the money. Not because you aid him ksheirim. Don't accept it behilchis eidus. We have stuff. We're coming with a migu. Believe us, b'migu, that we could have not been mekayim the shtar. So believe us now that that person doesn't owe money. What is the shaykhus to ain other meisim atzmi rosho? Ain other meisim atzmi rosho means, look in Rashi. You can't say eidus on yourself. I'm not saying eidus. To make it clear, I heard once from Reb Shmuel like this. No, the Oilam was trying to mask this. He said it very clear. A kid 5 years old comes to Beis Din and says, listen, migu that I could have tell you that I don't know where it is, here it is and it's mine. So he's never, right? You ask him, where's the chayfis that you took? He said, I could have said, I never took it. I took it and it's mine. He's never, yeah. Right? He's 5 years old. And migu, I could have not tell you that I took it, but I'm 5 years old. So what if you're 5 years old? You have a migu. You could have kept quiet, so it's yours. Migu is not shaykhis to hilchis eidus or not. Two people come and say, we could have kept quiet, believe us that the whole thing here was a gneve, we signed b'sheker, we don't accept the eidus that you're showing. We're not accepting a new eidus that you're showing. So what if you, the Teretz says, ain odom meisim atzmi rosho. It's a halacha. A person can't say bad things on himself, and we don't listen to the bad things on himself. Zogt Rabbi Weiger, it's a chidush that lishne basra was mechadesh, that lishne kame didn't hold for. Lishne kame hold, a person could say bad things on himself. If he has a migu, eidus he can't say on himself that he's a rosho. If you have to accept it to kill a person, you have to accept eidus. But if it's not negiah to eidus, stam a story on himself. Zogt Rabbi Weiger, the mishnayas, the emes yoyre darki, that I'm right, that this is the way in the sugya here. Not like my son, Reb Shleimer. That Lishne Kamen never mentioned the word of Ein Odom Meisim Atzmi Rosho. In the Reisha you have a Migu, and in the Sefer the Gemara says, Machmas Nefoshes Ye, Machmas Momenat. Why Machmas Momenat? Because he can't say Eidus Resha on himself. In the Reisha he's Nemon B'Migu, even though he's Meisim Atzmi Rosho. In the Sefer there is no Migu, it's only Mitzal Choyzer Umagid. Nefoshes is Nemon to be Choyzer Umamid. Momen is not Nemon. Why he can't say Eidus on himself? But when he has a migu, no shaykhis to eidus, avada is nemo. Lishne basra was mechadash yesoid. Ein odom meisim atzmei rosho. You don't listen to bad stories on yourself. We can't hear it. Rabbi Kiveger and Shas brings that he found four places like that. Again, and he's mechadish la'alocha, that when a person says a migul, and in the story he's a rosho, he's not believed. And if Rabbi Shlomeiger, he's believed. Nishtos ha-gimore. There's four gimores, like Rabbi Kiveger. One gimore is in the Muki Yosef in Baba Basra, Daf Peiches. A person says Yakir. This is my son, he's Neman. What if he says Yakir, Zebni Migrusha? I'm a Kohen. This kid is a Cholol. I married a Grusha. If he says that he was a Shegeg, the kid is a Cholol. But if he says that he did it b'mezit, ain't not a Mezim Asim Roshim. He's not saying Eidus, he's saying Yakir. Zebni Muki Yosef, we can't listen. Resha, we close our ears. So we don't believe him that he married a Grusha. Not a din b'Eidus. Ain't other Mezim Asim Roshim. We don't listen to Divrei Resha. Second Raya, Tesis and B'metziah Gimel Amud Beis. Two Eidim come to a person and say, Ochal Tocheilev, you have to bring a korban. He says, Mezid O'isi. I jumped, kid, it was a Shegek. I knew it's a Cheilev. He doesn't bring a korban. I Eidim say, we saw you ate Shegek. You were very upset when you ate it. Mezid O'isi. Frek Tesis, ain't other Mezim Atzmei Rosho. How you can say that he was amazing? He's saying, Eidim said himself. He's saying, I can't bring a korban. I'm a Russia, I can't bring a korban. It's a din eidus. Zog Reb Kiveger, we don't listen to Divrei Resha. A person says bad, we don't listen. Bring a korban. I was amazed. We don't believe you. The third place, Ma'ar Shoyin Makis Daf Beis. Tesis says a person goes to Er Miklot. So Tesis, how he goes to Er Miklot? How people could see that if he killed? So Tesis, the eidim see that it was a shenger. Frek Tesis, he could say amazing or easy. I killed him amazing. Frag the Ma'ar Shoyin, ain't other Mezim Atzmei Rosho. Zog Reb Kiveger, shtei do ha-yesoid, that pshat in Lishne Basr is, it's not shaychis to dine eidus. It's a din when a person says divrei resha, we close it. B'meile he doesn't have a migu. Lishne Kama never holds from that yesoid. Only you can't say eidus on yourself. So in the Sefer it's eidus, because it's chayzer u-magin. The resha is not eidus, migu helps. The second Lishne is choylek, two machlekesim. First, legabi the sefer that is no chayzer umagid. Legabi the reisha, not like Mishnei Me'egid that you need eidus and b'meila is a problem. No, poshut the lishne basre holds a new yesoid that is called ein odom meisim atzmei rosho. A person can't say divrei resha on himself. Rabbi Kiveger and tshuva is merames that bothers him very much, even that he's sure that it's emes. Loshen Rashi in Arsu, you look good in Loshen Rashi. Dibur Amasriu ein odom meisim atzmei rosho. Kiveger says, in Loshen Rashi, Rashi didn't mean what I said. Look in Rashi inside. Ein odom meisim atzmei rosho. Zok Rashi. Ein oi nemon lifsel es atzmei mechizkosoi, de korubu etzel atzmoi, ve koroiv posu le'edus. Where red of them? Where red of korub posu le'edus? You're saying on your side, Lishne Kame holds from the Migu, Lishne Basra doesn't hold from the Migu. Because there are mechadesh that every person that wants to be believed in something in Torah, and mitzvahs in unzere Torah, if you say Resha, we don't listen. Not for a Korban, not for Yakir, not for Goles, and not for Migu. And Lishne Kame didn't hold from it. And the Shach Paskins Rab Kiveger La'aloche. That even a kid, not a Gabi a Godel, he wants to be Zeichan and Migu. And through the Migu, he says that he did something bad. He says, it's not yours. Believe me, Migu, I could have said it's not here. I stole it from a guy. I stole it from someone else. It's not yours. You said you stole it? Ain't on the Mesimah from Rosh. You can't say Divrei Resha on yourself. Ain't Kasha. Rabbi Kiveger is Meramez that it bothers him. But the Loshon Rashi, everything is miyushin. Everything is eidus in ishto as I yesoy. Migu helps. Yeah, no, Rabbi Kiveger himself knows that his shtickel is a chidush. Lishne kame didn't hold from it. Not like it says, as a glat is ach. Kiveger himself said that tzmachleikis lishne kame lishne basra na shtuge. Lishne kame didn't hold from the shtickel teire. But lishne basra holds from this. Zot Rabbi Kiveger, aval ma'ese is a often a gemore against me. A person comes and he says to Isha, you allowed to get married. Where's your husband? I killed him. Haraktiv. Zog the Gemara is Nemo. He's Neman. The man the Omar, a Rosha is Neman Beidus Isha. So we believe him that he's a Rosha and he killed. What? He goes to the Isha and he tells her, you're allowed to get married. You ask him, where's your husband? I killed him. It's Naaman. And the Gemara goes, Palginen, all different cheshbonos. If I said a yesod now, that a person can't say Risha, Rosha on himself, forget about it, there's no problem in Palginen. But Palginen, with all the problems of Eidus, the Gemara takes care of any vomits. Forget about all the terrorists. I said now it's a new yesod. Risha on yourself, we don't accept. We can't believe you that you killed him. We're going to Madonna, you can't say someone else killed him. But the Palginen, Rabbi Kiveger says, I'm taking out now the sugi of Palginen. Not Tzayt Skidai, Rabbi Kiveger inside. Fine, Rabbi Kiveger, I said to you, say it now, that even when you don't have a problem with Palginen, v'chule, a person can't say a bad story on himself. We can't accept it. We can't accept it that you ate Bemezid. We can't accept that you killed Bemezid. We can't accept that you did a story of Bemezid on yourself. We don't accept. And here the Gemara says that if a person says a reactive memo, and Rabbi Kiveger blind b'tzorichiyum. He states that this is the pshat in the sugya and a blay betzorich here. So I want maybe to say a teretz. The shav shmeise, shmeise zayin perek hey, was mechaven to the Rav Kiveh Eger alei. He says that the pshat in our sugya is a new yesod. Ein od meisim atzmei rosho is not only because a person can't say eidus on himself. We don't listen to divrei resha. We don't listen to Divrei Resha. Lishne Kamer didn't hold from it. Lishne Basel was Mechadish Azai Yesoid. And Bemele Bigu doesn't help. Zog the Shmaise. I don't know if I had a diuk zog from the Shmaise. Why? Why a person can't say Resha on himself? We'll say, Schlecht. So you know why? It says Rashi said a Shtikl Teire by us. You don't realize it. Rashi said a Shtikl Teire, Zog the Shmaise. It's a Cheskes Kashrus. Person is not Neman against Cheskes Kashrus. He's not Neman against Cheskes Kashrus. Look in Rashi. Ein odo meisim atzmoi rosho. Ein oi Neman lifsoi letz atzmoi miches kosoi. Frag the Shmaise. Why in the first long Rashi, that Rashi explained ein oi meisim atzmoi rosho with 50 words, he never said once, ein oi Neman lifsoi letz atzmoi miches kosoi. The Teretz says, Lishne Kame doesn't hold from this Yesod. No, it's an Eidus. Fakert, a minut. It's not the Shmaise, fakert. Lishne Kame doesn't hold that as a problem to speak against a Chazoke. The only problem is Eidus on himself. Rashi was marich, very nice to explain. A person can't say Eidus on himself. Not l'schus, v'nat l'choivo. But when it's not Eidus, he's Neman. Rashi never had a problem that he's chepping the Cheskes Kashrus. Lishne Basra was Mechanesh Anaya Zog. What is the Chiddush of Lishne Basra? It's a new problem. You're not Neman against Cheskosoi. You're Becheskas. Someone asked me a Shaila, well, I don't know, what if a person already is Becheskas Rosha? Yeah, he killed 500 people. Now he comes over to this Isha, I killed also your husband. What? No, Lamanda Omar is kosher leidus. The whole Gemara did that. We're going Lamanda Omar that a Rosh is kosher leidus isha. Or Lamosha by us. They have to read in 100 neighbors, anyways. Now the Shaila had this star, yeah? Could be Afiyadar Aveira as Bechiskos. That he's saying the Yisoid of the Rabbi Kiveh Eger, but he's saying, Zog the Shav Shmaise, but if this is the reason. What would be of a midin eidus? He would be kosher to say that he's a rosha. Midin eidus, he could say that he's a rosha, right? No, midin eidus, he can't say that he's a rosha because the person called it an atzmai. This is what Rashi finishes. Ein nifsa lifsel atzmai mecheskosoi. I, but he's an eid. An eid, zok Rashi, for sure he's not neman mitzal eidus because adam called it an atzmai. Rashi just finishes. He's not Neman mitzad on the Eidus, mitzad the Migu is not Neman, because he has a chazok. Or if you come mitzad Parshas Eidus, Adam Korib etzel Atzmai. Adam Korib etzel Atzmai. Mele de Shemaisa wants to meramez lefi them, that be Yevomez, that the Gemara said that the Rosha is kosher le Eidus. So there is coming with Parshas Eidus. If he's coming with Parshas Eidus, he's never left his Atzmei Rosho. The Yisayin of Rav Kivya Eger that a person can't say Divrei Resha, it's only when he doesn't have a Koyach of Eidus. But in Yevomis that he has a Koyach of Eidus, again, in Yevomis he has a Koyach of Eidus, this is Negev to the Sugya Dir. Rav Kivya Eger also, I want to explain it. Rav Kivya Eger knew that within Eidus he's kosher in Yevomis. This he leaves to the Sugya in Yevomis. Because Rosho is kosher, Eidus is Neman. Kivya has the kasher, but you can't say Divrei Resha on yourself. Midin Eidus Mishuma, he's Neman on Yevomis. He's only not Neman because it's Divrei Resha. Zogdesh of Shmaise, it's not Stam that we don't listen to Divrei Resha. Because it's against a Chazoke. But if you have a Koyach of Eidus, you Neman against a Chazoke. So again, Tanzi Sadvorim, Bez Hashem, before tomorrow's Hashem, we started the Tesisim, it's Mamesha Andere Neuse, the Ganze Indian von Storres, of the member that is two Mehalchim, that in Ganze, Lefirab Shleim Eger, we come out with a Yesoid, that Migu against Eidus doesn't help. Rab Kiv Eger says, Klo, Nishto Azai Yesoid. See, later in Tesisim, Apomol, Nishto Azai Yesoid. He has the Migu, so what if he said Eidus? Now he's going with Sad Migu. This is one Yesoid. Le'umas dem lefirab shleim eger is no gemora that migu against meisim atzmi rosho is a problem. Fakel lishnigame holds from it, and the hemshach. And fakel, lefirab shleim eger, we have to know vos geto mit pesha osar. Lefirab kive eger is punk fakel. The gemora here is mitzad migu. Lishnigame holds migu helps against meisim atzmi rosho, and lishnabasre doesn't hold from migu against meisim atzmi rosho. Those are the tzus of the shmais.
How do you